Hey everybody, welcome again to Savvy Talk with your host, Maha Abulaleen. Hi Maha, how are you doing?
Hey Chirag, what's going on?
Not a lot, it's getting a little cooler here in Dubai, so I think everybody here is just very happy at the moment.
Yeah, and people are out and about, kids are back in school, it's starting to feel like a new season, summer is over, back to school is happening. It's always an interesting time as we come to think about 4 months left in 2020. It's crazy. Oh, I don't know how we just woke up and it's all of a sudden it's September, but it's actually a really good time for reflection. September for me is always a time when, you know, the summer is behind us. We have kind of a bridge of the month of September before we go into Q4, thinking about what we want to get done before the year ends, thinking about how we want to, you know, end 2020. It's been a very difficult year for so many people on so many levels. I actually spent a lot of time journaling during this time thinking about, okay, what do I want to get done next 4 months? What do I really think is important to me? And it comes down to value creation. What are the things that I want to do to create value for myself? What are the things that I want to do to create value for others? So today's episode, I want to focus on that concept of creating value. What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds good. So one of the things before we preface this conversation on value is the news you have to share with listeners.
Yeah, so I haven't actually, we did a little bit of press around it in Dubai. I signed up in January to work for Gary Vaynerchuk as the Chief Value Officer and Executive Vice President of Business Development.
So congratulations, first of all.
Thank you. It's super exciting. So Gary has been my client all of last year. I met him in December of 2017. And then, you know, really the whole premise of how he came to the title of Chief Value Officer and kind of what I really wanted to focus on in the work that I'm doing for him and his company is how do you add value to what they're already doing? How can I add value to his brand, to his business? Is it creating opportunities? Is it creating new relationships? Is it creating new revenue streams? Is it thinking about what is unique to me, Maha, that adds value to his business or his company, given my experience or given the things that I've been working on that might be new to the Vayner world? So, you know, being Dubai based, you know, being from the Middle East, being an Arab American, working in communications, working with global US companies, bringing into the region. What kind of value can I bring to the table that really would make a difference for them in a way that somebody else wouldn't bring or somebody else doesn't currently do?
So when we talk about value, I mean, it's interesting, right? Like it almost sounds like something that's not super quantifiable. You know, I would take value very differently, if, let's say, from the next person. It can be a little bit subjective. So when you're in a role that is Chief Value Officer, we'll get to the title a little later. How do you go about quantifying that value and creating that value?
Every quarter, we kind of set up goals for the quarter of what we want to achieve, and actually for the year, like big picture stuff that we want to achieve. But creating value can be many different things to a business, not necessarily in my role for Gary, but just anyone who's out there that thinks about how they're going to add value to that company. You have to be super mindful about the here and now, like what is happening today so that you are relevant. What do you need to be, what corners do you need to be seeing around in order to plan forward for the next 6, 12, 18 months? So adding value means that you're proactively thinking about solving for now, but planning for, you know, the future. And obviously, given what's going on with COVID, you have to constantly be innovating your thinking and your thoughts and your business process, constantly innovating on where do we need to be? Where do we need to go? So for example, one of the things that happened on early when COVID happened in, you know, March was, I'm like, everyone's spending a lot of time at home. That means like the gaming industry is going to go through the roof. More people are going to have time to be gaming. More people are going to get involved in watching esports. Is that something that as a business, we should think about like really being on the cutting edge of that? Because Vayner leans into culture and understands relevance and understands Gen Z so well. So that's a good example of knowing when to pivot, where to add value, how to build a business around a revenue stream around something that's really, really people are leaning into, like a new, not a trend, but like an industry that's going to have explosive growth, and just having that foresight to get in first and get in early so that you can build a business and build a brand around that.
Yeah, and I think if you look at what Gary's been doing, of course, and as a company as well, I mean, this is something he's been leaning into quite a bit. I mean, outside of his like just personal passion for baseball cards, but you know, but that's something that he really enjoys, I think. And so it's kind of like a perfect fit in, right? And I think that's the important bit about creating value. You're trying to find what's the right fit for them, right? So it's not just about, because by the way, you mentioned gaming, but for example, the entertainment industry, the streaming industry, is also something that has picked up due to this, but you didn't go there, right? Because that's not, again, necessarily the best fit.
Yeah, the most important concept when thinking about value creation is you have to be doing something of value to the other person that they find worthy or they find has a lot of worth. So when talking to a customer, talking to a client, reaching out to give a service to someone, when you're trying to pitch an idea to get some side hustle business or get something done for your job, I always think, what am I going to do to tell them that this is the added value for them? What is it that's important to them? So how do you do that? Is you read, you study, you listen to their social media, you see what they're posting about, you see what kind of issues you think that that company is interested in. And you decide, okay, where's the area where I can put myself in and add value to them? Like, you have to read the room properly before you can add value. You can't just go in saying, I think you need this. You really need to like watch their news, follow their executives, read their stories, find out what the company's doing. Let's say they're a consumer product company and you're seeing what they're doing with promotions or curbside pickup, or they're doing something to add value to the marketplace in terms of a promotion. Really try to think about where you could go in and give them a marketing idea or a partnership idea that actually brings incremental value to them.
And then once, let's assume that like this is kind of a first step, I know. And again, it does vary based on the client. It does vary based on the company. But once you're in that zone, and I know you mentioned that you kind of review sort of these high level targets, but how do you then look at what you're creating and try to get that feedback to say, you know, I have actually created value or haven't created value, or how do I sort of improve it beyond just saying, okay, here's a connection you can make, but how do you then take it to the next level?
Yeah, so there's a couple things. One is you can look at the baseline of where you are before you start. Like, so for example, if you are someone who wants to offer a service to a company which involves making introductions to them to get strategic partners for them. So you can say, okay, what are the strategic partners that I was able to introduce you to? What kind of transactions were we able to achieve from those? What added sales did we generate from that relationship? What new like number of users or signups, if you had, I mean, depending on what you're trying to quantify, really try to define that up front. So say, okay, baseline now is that you are operating in 4 grocery stores. My job to add value to you is to get you to 8, which is basically to double it. So thinking about what does that value creation look like and how you're going to measure it is super important.
So, I mean, that's something that brings it down to a very quantifiable number, right? To say, like, when you're talking about opening branches, where you're talking about, it could be even interviews, right? You can be like, it will create this much presence for you online, let's say. So those become quantifiable metrics to say, this is how I'm going to create value for you.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I actually think about a lot is, what is the way in which you can constantly come up with new ways to add value to somebody? So let's say the first thing that you want to do is help them with new sales leads. And you spend time helping them develop that top of the funnel. Like, what are the leads you want to generate for them, right? Once you generate a significant amount of leads, how do you help that value to kind of convert them to regular customers and then make them repeat customers? So you should think through the customer journey or think through the journey of that business process, and then what is the value chain you can add along each side of or each step of that cycle. I think one of the things that I'm really excited about learning is how businesses are using things like social media to add value to customers, using some of the tools and technologies that are available to create something that didn't exist before. And I think we're seeing a lot of companies learn how to pivot and think about, you know, is this a short-term thing or is this a long-term thing? But at the end of the day, you want to make sure that you're finding ways to build and grow somebody's business.
So I do want to ask you a little bit about the title, because I think it's really interesting. You know, Gary has a chief heart officer, so it's kind of like an evolution of what we call the human resources role.
Yeah.
And then now we're looking at chief value officer. So again, it's an evolution of what would have generally been maybe a comms role or a PR role or so on. How important was setting up that title in this manner, and why did you go about it this way?
I mean, Gary's always been somebody to do things differently. He's not like a traditional ad agency guy. Like, he is a wine guy. He comes from a very e-commerce entrepreneurial type of thinking and mentality. And he builds and grows businesses. That's what he does. So titles to him have to do with more about what is the function of what they're doing. Like, the chief heart officer is really like the heart and the culture of the organization. It's just reflective of how Gary thinks and operates, as he puts empathy first, kindness first. Like, that is the blood and lifeline of his business, is to really think about the heart of the organization, which is the person. And I think when it just came to me, we discussed a lot about like, what are the things that I thought consistently meant a lot to me is creating value. And so it means I can be able to do many things, because I come from new business development and I do communications and I do PR and I do podcasts and I do VIP relationships. I do multiple things that could add value in different buckets and to serve the different companies that he has. So it's just adding value across anything I can do for him that adds value in inherently bubbles up into his businesses.
No, that's excellent. I mean, I'm always interested to see that. I mean, and this is not even a post-COVID thing. It's a pre-COVID thing as well. Right? Like, it's time that businesses kind of relook and reimagine how things are changing in the modern era. I mean, you mentioned social media as one of those things, right, where it has completely changed the way companies communicate with their consumers. And now actually we're kind of in that second phase of it, where now we're not just using social media to communicate, but as you mentioned, we're using social media to add value. So a lot of times you see many companies that are doing it well are not just saying, here's something I'm doing, here's something else I'm doing. It's also like, hey, did you know that this is something that could be informative to you? This is something that could be interesting to you. And we've seen that happen so much as well over the last 6 months, where many companies are trying to rally around and trying to create momentum around different initiatives to help people with COVID. I think it's really interesting that you guys didn't go for a default title, which you could have just as easily done.
Yeah, and it's also like at this arc in my career, Chirag, like it's hard just to pinpoint you to just one scope. That's why I have two titles, like Chief Value Officer for Gary and Executive Vice President of the company, just because I do multiple things. And like, when you've had a career where you do different things, it's hard to say, okay, this is the one title that captures what you do. And I really wanted to make, I wanted to have it be something where I could be limitless in the value creation that I wanted to do for the company.
Yeah, and it's something we've discussed on previous episodes as well, right? Like, companies can't be that sort of singular and stuff. A lot of things are cross-disciplinary, right? So just being someone that does PR doesn't mean you shouldn't be looking
things at
social media, because they're kind of linked together, and you can't have just everything go in the singular verticals and find yourself like suddenly, you know, one department not talking to another and communicating two entirely different things, which is not, it doesn't work anymore anyway.
Another concept I kind of want to talk about a little bit with value, and maybe we can go deeper into another episode, is because of all the things that 2020 has become, it's, and I talk a lot about being, you know, lifelong learner. There's also a lot of unlearning to do, like unlearning certain habits that don't really create value anymore.
Absolutely.
So what are some of the things you need to unlearn that, like, okay, networking in person doesn't really happen that much anymore. So I need to unlearn those skills of like working a room and talking to people and handing out business cards. And now how do we do it over Zoom? And how do you do it electronically through LinkedIn? And through communicating with people on Twitter and normalizing, you know, talking to people about business on Instagram through DM. Like, there's certain things that we're just going to have to find other ways to do it. And I am a huge NBA fan, so I've been watching a lot of the playoff games, and they're like, okay, no fans. Okay, we'll figure this out. We'll figure out a different, we'll unlearn a new, you know, we have to reimagine the process for fans to be part of the game. Is you take a picture and now you're on the screen. Like, they're finding ways to be creative. And so when you look at how you're going to add value, what things do you have to unlearn and then reprogram yourself to do? And I don't think that we are getting out of COVID anytime soon. So is that into next summer? Is it, you know, who knows what with the vaccine or what will happen? So just strap in, you know, yourself in, put in your seatbelt on, get ready for a lot of interesting ways of thinking about doing business and communicating and lean into learning. If you think, oh, I didn't spend any time in COVID learning any new skills, it's too late. Quarantine is over. It's never too late to learn, like how to know, be better at digital communications, how to be better at building your personal brand, how to be better at public speaking and talking on Zoom all day and looking at yourself all day. And how do you communicate and really sell yourself online through a Zoom call? Like, it's never too late to learn those skills. And it's always going to benefit you in the online world and the offline world. So go think about what it is you can do value, add value to yourself as well.
Yeah. And I think from company's point of view as well, like, I mean, you were talking about unlearning, right? And we see here, this is more maybe a little bit of a regional thing, but you see the sort of linking the attendance to office to performance, right? And that's something that a lot of companies had to seriously unlearn during this time, where be like, actually, I don't have time to decide whether this is a good or bad idea. I just have to make remote working possible, right? And so it completely sort of accelerated that shift.
It's working.
And, yeah, it's working, exactly. I mean, and suddenly you realize that actually this idea that I had all along wasn't necessarily the only way to do something, right? And that's that becomes part of it.
Yeah, it's actually exciting. It's exciting to see the digital transformation accelerate a lot of companies forward and create new business opportunities and new companies that didn't exist before. So it's just a matter of, like, make the shift. If your career is eliminated through whatever happened with COVID, try to find new skills online, find new ways to create a different, this might be a good time for you to have a career shift that you didn't know you wanted or you needed.
Absolutely.
So figure out what it is that you do you think you add value to and translate that into a different industry.
So that's all we have for you with this episode. As Maha already mentioned anyway, I think this is something like creating value is something we'll be coming back to all the time. We've actually mentioned it on previous episodes as well. As always, if you want to get in touch with Maha, you can do so by contacting her or Instagram.
At Maha Gaber on Instagram and Twitter, MAHAGABER. I would love to hear from you. Please reach out to me and I answer everything myself. So just give me some time and I'll get back to you guys.
Right. And you can also reach out to @digitalandsavvy, where you'll get feed of the new episodes and everything else as well. You can find the show as always in your favorite podcast players, and we'll be back soon.
Yay. Everybody take good care of yourselves. And hey, end of summer, back to school. Let's go crush the fourth quarter.